This is Earth and Sky. The sun appears to be the biggest single natural cause of climate change on Earth.
It's known, for example, that there weren't many spots on the sun between the years 1645 and 1715. And during that time, Europe had a mini ice age. Visible sunspots provide some clues. But to measure the sun's energy output directly, you have to be above the atmosphere.
Gary Rotman is lead scientist for a NASA satellite called SOURCE for Solar Radiation and Climate Experiment, launched in 2003. SOURCE directly measures the sun's energy output. It's been gathering data that Rotman hopes will help scientists trying to build computer models of future climate.
So it's building these very reliable, very robust climate models is kind of the business that we're about. And again, the sun is a very, very key element of that. And you have to have the solar input calculated just right, or else your model will not go properly.
Climate scientists want to pin down what part of climate change on Earth is due to the sun.
I think that the best impression that I have is over the last 100 years or so, the sun has played a role in the global warming that we've seen, but is only maybe covering about one-third of that.
Rotman believes the remaining two-thirds of climate change is mostly due to human activities. Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.